The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, a show where we sit down and we play tabletop games. This week, oh man, it is Batman Love Letter. Or I'm sorry, Love Letter Batman Edition, more like it. And this plays just like Love Letter, plays just like Loot Letter that we played before. We have a series of cards. We have the Joker, which is the 8-card. Harley Quinn is 7. Two-Face is 6. Poison Ivy is 5. Robin is 4. Bane is 3. Catwoman is 2. And Batman is 1. And the goal is to not get out. And you play to 7. We'll see how long we can go here for 7. Brian is here. This is the first time he's played Love Letter of any form.
Spot letter, yes.
And Brad is here again.
Hi.
And Rob is here again.
Hello.
And we'll see. We did play a test round so Brian could get a feel for the game. Mm-hmm. He almost won.
Yeah, we let him win that one.
Only I didn't win.
Yeah, he didn't
win. Oh, that's right. Damn it. I meant to let you win.
Yeah. All right. How about I go first again, if that's all right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right? Or do you want Brad to go first
since
I won last time? Okay. I'm going to draw a card. I'm going to play Catwoman. I'm going to look at another player's hand, Brad. Okay.
I will draw a card. And I will play Robin until my next turn. I can ignore all effects from other players' cards.
My turn. I will draw a card. I will play Batman. on Steven.
Okay.
And name Batman.
No.
Wait, name a card
he
other than Batman.
Batman.
That's right. Because I should actually read this card and not the little list of cards.
Yes.
RTFC, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that mean again?
You know.
I will name Poison Ivy.
You are correct. I'm
read
out this round.
Full card.
I am out this round. All right, go, Brian.
I'm excited because Steven knew what card I had in my hand.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Eeny, meeny.
Well, I have Robin, so.
Yeah, so you can only go against Rob.
I will compare with Rob. Son of a crap.
Okay,
no,
so,
right?
So Brian just lost with Two-Face, which is a 6.
So
which tells me that Rob has either the Joker or Harley Quinn in his hand right now. I am going to play Batman. And I know for a fact the card in your hand
is
the
no
Joker.
Because you've got Harley?
Yes. Yep. All right.
Yeah. Good self-will.
Thank you very much.
Will gets a little... And here's the other thing. When we played Loot Letter, the little tokens were little square boxes, like little loot boxes. I didn't open up this Batman Love Letter until we were just about to play, and the little tokens are bat symbols.
The hidden card was Catwoman.
Oh, I love these little symbols.
Darn it.
So it's a fast game, right, Brian?
Yes.
he's upset that I had the Joker.
Oh.
Yes. I had the third highest card.
Well, that can happen.
There are only 16 cards, so the third highest of 16 is not really saying a lot.
Yeah, kind of is.
I like being the valedictorian.
I think that's pretty good choices.
Of Kansas High School.
Do they even have those in Kansas high schools? Do they know what that word means in a Kansas high school?
They do. Yes, they know what it means. They also have vocabulary in Kansas high schools.
Not for long.
All right, Brad, you go first.
All right.
We'll just go winner goes first.
Right. Okay.
Well, I am going to play Batman. And I'm going to guess that Rob has the Joker.
Nope.
All right.
Not yet.
Just eliminating that off the bat.
Yeah, just why not?
Not eliminating. But.
I'm going to play a Batman and think that Brad has Bane.
I do not.
Should have said Joker. He was totally bluffing you.
I wouldn't put it past him.
You said Bane?
I said Bane. just going to guess at him until we get finish eliminating possibilities.
Just get rid of the jerk.
Yeah, don't pick on Steven.
Oh.
Brian is thinking this might take
I will guess Two-Face.
Two-Face is incorrect.
Oh, wow. All right.
Play Batman, draw a card. Harley Quinn.
I'm going to protect myself with Robin.
Right. He really likes a defensive move.
I do.
It's a good move.
I am going to play Catwoman, and I'm going to look at Steven's hand.
You can't. I'm protected by Robin.
Damn it. You suck, Robin.
Way to go, Boy Wonder.
Robin looks a little constipated in that illustration, by the way.
It's more angry. It's Damian. No. He always looks constipated.
He's Damian Wayne.
All right, Brian, let me see what you've got in your hand then.
Okay.
All right.
My turn?
Your turn.
I'm going to play Poison Ivy, and you're going to discard a card.
Wait, I have to...
Choose any player, including yourself, to discard his or her hand and draw a new card.
Oh, actually, I need that because I had a Poison Ivy.
Oh.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, is that still in effect? That's still in effect.
Still in effect until my turn.
So you played Ivy.
He does think a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a lot or just
be nice. At a
certain pace.
So I was playing the Resistance with my sons the other night, and the older boy said, "Oh, we know Dad's not a spy because he's thinking."
I'm just going to guess Two-Face again.
You're going to be right that time.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay, I'm out.
So
I'm
got you, villain.
Draw a card. Okay, I'm going to look at Rob's hand with my Catwoman. Okay. And I'm done. It's Rob's turn.
I'm going to play a Batman and say that Brian has Bane. You don't show me.
Show it.
Shit.
Indeed.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to play Robin.
There you go.
Brian wins.
So does he win?
He's got
Brian
the Joker.
Wins.
Damn it. I knew one of you had Bane.
So Brian gets a token.
All right.
Who was in the card?
It would have been Harley.
Poison Ivy. Oh, Harley?
She never showed up.
Oh, okay.
I do like these little bat symbols.
I do, man. They're sweet.
They look very edible.
Yes, they do, which is why they're going to stay in the bag when the kids are around.
But Brian's here.
Well... We're keeping a close eye on him. They do look like little pills, though.
Yeah. Little bat like LSDs. Little
bat LSDs. Bat LSDs.
Yeah, the expression on your face when you saw this, Steve, was pretty adorable, actually.
It was amazing.
I just didn't expect them.
So, it's my turn to go first?
Brian won, so Brian's going to go first.
But I go first?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get to draw one.
You do.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I'll have Rob discard his hand.
I'm out.
Wow, yay. Well played. Very well played, sir.
You do realize you need to actually target the people that are winning.
He's winning right now.
So it's...
Well, by one.
One-to-one.
Hey, all right. I wouldn't have eliminated him.
You didn't know that?
I totally knew that.
Brian, let me see your hand.
All right.
Steven, let me see your hand. Okay. Brian's thinking again.
Yep.
Steven?
Yes?
Do you have Two-Face?
I do have Two-Face. I'm out.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Me and you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play Batman. I'm going to guess that you have Bane.
I do have Bane. You win.
Yes. Awesome.
Brad now is two. Right.
I eliminated all the other competitors for the affection of Batman.
Dearest Batman, I'm doing it all for you, Batman. Doing it all for you.
Steven heard the name of the game was Batman Love Letter, he knew it was for him.
Yeah. It's actually called Love Letter Batman Edition. A little bit different than Batman Love Letter, because those are upstairs in my shoebox.
Symbol Edition.
Do they provide a backstory to this? How the, what's...
You're trying to catch... Who can catch the biggest criminal?
Oh.
So that's why Joker is the...
Highest value. I see. I caught the biggest criminal.
No, I caught the biggest criminal and lost him.
Oh.
You let him get away.
Yep.
I see.
Because Ivy attacked me. Which, you know, to be fair, I would probably let him get away at that point, too.
You made Batman cry.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not Joe Chill. yeah.
Okay, Brad.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah, you won.
All right. I'm going to play Bat... Oh, no, I'm not.
You're going to draw one.
Yeah. Now I'm going to play Batman, and I'm going to guess that Rob has the Joker.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
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 I'm going to play Batman and guess that Brad has Harley.
Nope.
And the dots are the number of times they appear in the deck.
Yeah. Oh. Going to play Batman and guess that Brad has Two-Face?
No, I do not.
Hmm, interesting. Draw a card. I'm going to play Robin.
You out. Oh, oh, Steven. Jeez. Why do you got these bevy of little boys at your beck and call?
I'm going to play Harley Quinn.
Oh, now you have Harley Quinn. I'm going to play Poison Ivy, and I'm going to choose Brad.
What do I got to do?
Oh, discard your hand and draw a new
discard
card.
Discard my Poison Ivy again. Oh. This is like a replay. Steven actually put the recording on a loop.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
All right.
And my go now?
Yep.
Steven, I'm going to look at your hand.
No, you're not. He is Robin.
Oh,
ha, ha, ha. You look at somebody else's
hand. Will, I'm going to look at your hand.
All right.
I wanted to do anyways.
Enjoy.
Okay. Next.
Okay, I'm going to draw a card. I'm going to play Robin.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You and...
I'm a turtle.
Just going to win by attrition, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you can't be affected by anything. It's kind of difficult for...
I'm going to play Batman, and I'm going to guess that Brian has... Two-Face.
No.
Okay.
All right. I know what Brian has.
I'm going to play Bane.
We both know I have to kill you now.
I'm going to choose Brad.
What are you doing to me?
We got to compare hands.
The lower value loses.
Oh, look, I lost. I'm out.
Mm.
Although it's the end of the game, so the lower value loses. So,
I win.
I had a Bane.
Why didn't I say Joker? I should have just said Joker.
Yeah. I figured it was the Joker
so
over there.
So who won? Oh,
Brian.
Brian did.
Hmm?
So how many little bat pills do you have?
Two.
Apparently thinking is good in this game.
I don't think on this game. I just am like, whatever.
Well, yeah.
That's because you've got Robin every turn.
Right.
Oh, you don't need to think if you got Robin every turn.
I play Robin. So earlier, Steven, you said we were playing to three, which means that
this could be the one.
Either Brian or I could win.
Yeah, we can play a couple more.
Oh, we'll see. What are we playing to then?
Half hour at least.
We're playing to a half hour.
Play to a half an hour.
Just play to the seven.
Yeah, wow. Might as well just play to the seven.
Right. Okay.
Brian
won
first.
Again. So
competition. I'm gonna guess that you have the Joker.
I do not.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at Brad's hand.
Oh, it's not a problem. Okay.
I'm going to play Poison Ivy, and I'm going to have Brian discard his hand and draw a new card.
Good call.
All right, that was Harley Quinn that he discarded there.
My turn. I'll play a Robin. I'll be Steve in this game.
That's fine.
Go. I'm going to steal all the boy wonders. Actually, I'll just steal half of them. You can keep the one.
No, I can keep the other one.
He's loud and angry.
Brad?
Yes?
I'm going to guess again if you got the Joker.
No, I still do not have the Joker.
You could draw it.
I could have. It's possible.
Okay, I'm going to play a Batman, and Brad, you have a Two-Face.
I do have a Two-Face.
You're yes. out?
I am out.
Okay.
Woo. I'm going to play a Bane. And compare it to Brian.
But I am out.
Interesting.
He broke so, the bat.
Yeah. That was like, oh, this is easy mode.
This is a catch up round, folks.
I'm going to look at your hand, Rob.
Okay. I win. Bane. We're going to compare hands.
Oh, okay. I had
the Joker.
I had a Batman.
Yeah, it pretty much was looking like game.
All right, so Rob gets a little token.
Yay! Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, the last card was a Robin.
You are? Okay. I was going to ask, are you remembering to shuffle that back in?
That's why I decided to start leaving it sitting on top of the bag instead of in the bag.
Good idea.
This is a good lunchtime game, really. It is.
It really is, yeah.
I mean, you just played at lunch with a couple of your friends.
The only game I know that goes faster than this is Cthulhu Dice.
Yeah.
Well, it has kind of come a bit of a trend in the homebrew game thing is like 5-minute games.
Yeah.
So if you look online, there's a whole slew of different ones.
Yeah.
With this kind of idea. You know, like this, Cthulhu Dice and that kind
of. Ooh, important. When you successfully knock another player out of the round using Batman, you gain a Batman token. We forgot about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I should be having some Batmans.
Yeah, I think we can probably just ignore that rule for now.
I just
was looking at that.
Yeah, but we don't know how many times you've done that without going back through the recording. Yeah.
At least twice.
All right, Rob, your turn.
We could go back through the recording.
No, we're not going to do that.
I'm going to play a Robin.
See? He's learning.
I already killed one. Why can't I kill the next? I had to have the Joker last game.
Will.
Too soon.
Do you have the Joker now?
I do not have the Joker.
One of these days, you'll have the Joker.
All right, I'm going to play a Catwoman on Brad.
Yes, there you go.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to play Robin.
Nerds. I'm going to play a Batman. And say that Brian has
guessed the Joker.
Bane.
No. Dang it.
Woo! Bat symbol. Oh. No, we're not playing that.
Okay.
Otherwise
important rule we're ignoring.
Yeah, apparently.
It's too late to implement it.
That's right.
Let me see your hand.
No.
Detective Batman thing though, is what that's about.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my turn?
Your turn.
Yep.
All right.
Should we play to three and then restart with the real rules?
That's all
right. I am going to play Batman, and I'm going to guess that Rob has Two-Face.
Nope. I'm going to play Batman and say that Steven has Two-Face.
I do not.
Okay. Hmm.
That means I must have Two-Face.
I'm going to play a...
Or Two-Face is not in the game.
Bane. And Brad and I are going to compare.
Ooh.
Brad is out.
Mm. Hmm. All right, Rob. Discarded Poison Ivy.
Get a Batman, Rob.
I'm going to play a Poison Ivy on Steven. Discard your card.
Oh, that also works.
You discard your card and draw a new hand.
Card. Game is over.
Game is over. I win. I drew the Joker off of that one.
Well
I'm like,
played.
Well, I guess I win this one.
So 2-2-2-0.
I've got all of them in front of me.
Who has zero?
Me.
I don't understand.
He doesn't love Batman enough.
No,
Harley
clearly
was out.
I thought for sure I was going to get Rob on that one. I thought the Joker was out.
Nope.
Well, then I would have drawn a Harley off of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you still would have won, yeah.
Yeah, or the Batman, and would have probably guessed Two-Face again, maybe. I don't know. Actually, I probably would have played Poison Ivy just in case you had the Joker.
Yeah.
forced to lose.
Steven says, yeah, yeah, like he is following Rob's.
Yeah, yeah, if you see his logic. It doesn't work that way, though, because I had Two-Face. All right, Rob.
Yay. Batman. Brian has Bane.
Brian does not have Bane.
Yeah. Go, Brian. Batman sucks as a first-term play.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like when you've gotten no information from anybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a guess.
Yeah.
At least it throws something
out. I will make Rob discard his hand.
Awesome.
Ah.
Okay.
Rob discarded a Batman for those of you playing at home.
Right. Non-visual medium.
Yes.
I forget that.
I'm going to play Robin.
Of course you're going to play Robin.
Yes. All right.
Amazing.
Rob, I'm going to look at your hand. All right.
Brad, I'm going to look at your hand.
All right.
They know all the info over there.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe. Catwoman could have been in my hand when he looked at it.
Do you have the Joker now?
Oh, no, I don't.
Eventually?
One of these times.
Okay, Brad, we're going to compare. I'm going to play a Bane, and we're going to compare cards.
I'm out.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yay.
I had a Batman.
I'm going to play a Two-Face. Or not a Two-Face. I'm going to play a Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Hmm.
I predict that you have a poison ivy.
Yes. Wow.
Oops.
Now I'm out of the game.
What really sucks. I'm going to play Robin.
Is that most of the Batmans are already gone?
Yeah, really.
I know.
That was pretty hilarious, though, Rob.
I should have not done that, really. But
Rob, you have Two-Face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Shock. Wow.
Ready? Three, yeah. Two, one.
Woo! Hey, yeah.
I won.
Steven won a little bat token.
A little bat token.
It came down to, I got Bane. I don't want to play that on Raw.
I had the Joker, and in the bag was...
it was a...
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah, it sucks when you accidentally...
Actually,
I'm a pledge. Ah, son of a...
Blurred out the name of the card in your hand.
It's not... yeah. Who was saying lunchtime games were the fast games were the big
thing? Yeah, it's a new thing, yeah.
Because you look at other games like Arkham or Ticket to Ride or some of those others, it can take so long to play and so long to set up that it's like you really have to schedule an entire game night in order to play, and so you don't have time to really experience a bunch of other games.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet that Brad... has Harley Quinn.
I do not.
Okay.
Aw. He probably actually has the Joker this time.
Probably. My luck.
I'm going to play Robin so you won't know.
Aw. I'm going to play Harley Quinn.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to look at Steven's hand. Okay.
I'm going to play a Batman. I guess that Rob has a Poison Ivy.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Rob has a Poison Ivy.
Not exactly surprising.
No.
It could have been Two-Face or Joker.
I am going to play...
No.
Could have been.
It could be Joker.
No.
I'm going to play...
Like, you can't keep her if you've got Two-Face or Poison Ivy, but if you discard Joker, you lose.
I'm playing Bane. Brian and I are going to compare hands. Well, piss. I'm out of the game.
Oh.
We're out of the round.
So it's... Brian's turn.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a Poison Ivy, and Brian has a card that is...
Brian has Two-Face or Joker.
I will look at Steven's hand. Okay.
I will draw a card, and I will guess that you have the Joker.
I do have the Joker.
And I win with a Two-Face.
You could have played that and also won.
Could have. But you would have been able to play one of the two Batmans you had.
Yeah.
All right. We're tied at two each.
Two each, huh?
Dagnabbit.
I've squandered my lead by.
I know.
Clearly not thinking.
I don't know. I really think that that rule we missed
probably
makes a I should very have different dynamic.
I should have looked in the back of the book
other,
first.
That's not another.
That's not another version.
No.
So.
No? I thought this would be just a straight reskin. That's
what I thought too.
No, that's
why I didn't read through the whole book.
Why bother?
That makes
the only reason I looked was because I was looking to find out what the minimum number of players were.
It's nice that they put that important
rule 2 to 4
rule
players.
Change.
Yeah, in the very back.
Important rule change, last page of the rule book. Good job.
Yeah. 2 to 4 players.
Steve gets to go first again.
I get to go first again. And quiet you.
Yep.
I'm going to play a robin.
Catwoman's mouthing off. All right.
Too many robins.
Oh, there are too many robins. I'm playing one.
Gross. All right, Rob.
What's in your hand, Brian? Okay. I don't have a choice here.
Do you have Catwoman, Rob?
I do not have Catwoman.
Okay.
I had slightly more choice than you thought I did.
I'm going to play a Catwoman. I'm going to look at... I'm going to look at Rob's hand. Okay.
Cat, leave me up feet alone. Catwoman sending her minions out to
fight steal my the affection of Batman.
I'm going to play a Batman.
Mm.
And I'm going to guess that Brian has the Joker.
Brian does not have the Joker.
No. Well, one of these times you will have the Joker.
Note how Brian hasn't actually gotten another piece since he started doing that.
I know. That's true. Okay. Point taken. Good job.
Okay. He's trying to throw us off.
I'm going to play a Batman.
Say Brian has the Joker.
I'm going to say that Steven has the Joker.
I do not.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
Notice how I haven't gained one of these tokens since Brian
no
started
kidding.
Doing that.
I am thinking. Will, do you have Harley Quinn?
No, I do not have Harley Quinn.
Well, I'm going to be out. Rob and I are going to compare hands.
Why are you comparing with me then?
That's fine. Sorry.
Uh-huh. I know what, got two I know, Banes.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
if you knew what he had, then
yeah,
go with
no. Because I don't know what he has,
which means you could have. It could be a Batman.
No, I don't think it is.
It could be a Catwoman. It can't be a Catwoman.
It can't be a Catwoman.
Brian, I'm going to have you discard your hand and draw a new hand.
It was a Batman.
Oh, son of a!
Told you.
Damn it. All right, that's it. That's the game.
Oh, is it? Then I win.
God damn it.
Really?
He threw the Joker. Oh, I gave it to him.
You gave it to me.
All right. Otherwise, it would have been Rob. So, okay. All things considered, I'm happy with my choice.
Well, guess what? 30 minutes, 3 points. Brian is the winner.
Yeah.
Lame.
Well done, Brian.
Well done, Brian.
Lame indeed.
I figured he had the Joker. That's why
I
didn't.
I had nothing but Batman until the Joker.
He would have been the one to compare to because you knew. Did you know what he had?
I did not know what Brad had, and I knew what you had, but I didn't know what he had. So by the process of elimination, they had cards that were higher than
you
me.
You told me
except
that.
For Batman, and that was not one that I thought that was going to be it.
You knew mine was higher. You should have compared it to one of the other two, just on the off chance that they did
probably.
Have the Batman.
See,
probably.
I figured you had a Batman when I guessed Catwoman. Mm. But I can't guess Batman.
Yeah.
So
I had Poison Ivy.
Oh, okay. I figured it was something low, but...
Nope.
No? Yeah.
Yeah. All
nope,
right.
I should have played Poison Ivy after Steven looked at my hand.
Yes.
Yep. Because we compared hands, didn't we, on that one?
No, we compared hands later.
Okay.
You looked at my hand with a Batman, or not with the Batman, with a Catwoman earlier.
Catwoman,
then I didn't really know why you played the Catwoman, but
Well, I played the Catwoman first because I had Poison Ivy.
Because you should always try to keep the card that's the highest in your hand.
True.
Unless you have Robin, then always play Robin. Because that protects
Robin.
You, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
High
cat.
But yeah, you always try to do protect your high card.
Hmm.
But it's also the process of who's got what else.
Yes.
That's the part I'm not good at.
Well, I'm going to go through and listen to it and see how many times I correctly Batman somebody and give myself a token retroactively.
Oh. Well, I say shenanigans on that because they did put that in the second to the last page of the book.
Yeah,
so it should have been like right like the right there in
listeners.
The, in the Gideon's Bible, you open it up and says, please go read the Ten Commandments right now. Do not steal this book, right? And so, you know, that's how you...
go back and tell us who the true winner is.
I thought you were free to take those. I thought those were like...
No.
Really? I mean, I thought it was like if you need this Bible...
I guess. I don't know.
It was like the Book of Mormon. They just give them away.
Give them away.
Wow, sorry. Total non sequitur there. So I had a question. I had like a meaningful question that I got all Gideoned up there and messed up. I had a real question about this. Oh, who is this AEG also?
This is...
Who licensed
this? The story behind this is these guys ran into, AEG. They ran into him at an airport, and they pitched him and said, this is a game that will take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, fine. And this was, of course, Loot Letter, not Batman Edition.
Love Letter.
Love Letter.
And they played, like, one game, and the guys were like, okay, we're buying it.
Yeah. Yeah, the creator ran into the AEG guys at the airport. He's like, hey, I've got a game to show you. It was like, we've got to be on our plane in, like, 5 minutes. Perfect.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, this is a fun game.
Brilliant little
this
game.
This isn't your first time. You played Loot Letter with us.
Loot Letter with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually own Loot Letter and Love Letter.
Oh, okay. Well, we will be, by the time this comes out, we'll already be past Nerdtacular. Hopefully everyone enjoyed Nerdtacular and enjoyed their complimentary copies of Loot Letter that we gave away during the contest. There you go. If you have any questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com. If you would like to buy your own Love Letter Batman edition, use the Amazon link over at majorspoilers.com. Click on that Amazon link. You can find it in there because they have plenty of these in stock at Amazon. And every time you buy this is, what, $9 or something like that? It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's less than 10. I know that much.
Every time you buy it, a little bit comes back our way and allows us to continue to play games like this week after week and see who's going to win and who's going to lose. But remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught. We'll see you next time.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.